I'm Clayton Sampson for KNIA Care Less Radio, and today for a Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine, I'm visiting with Patrick Wall, who is a beef field specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach.
Patrick, let's start off our conversation talking a little bit about what your role is and really what does it mean to be a beef field specialist here in the state of Iowa.
So there's six of us across the state. I cover southeast Iowa. So I live and work out of my home office in Marion County, but cover 17 counties, which is basically Interstate 35 east to the Mississippi River and I-35 south to Missouri.
And can you kind of talk about a little bit what your role, what your role consists of, and what, I'm sure your job changes on a day-to-day basis, but kind of what things you're doing throughout the week and kind of how you're contributing to, beef here in the state of Iowa?
Sure. Probably the best part of this job is no 2 days are the same. So we do a lot of programming efforts in the wintertime, when the beef industry is slower. And then when folks start to calve here in the spring, like right now, not a lot of programming done, just for the sheer fact that everybody's trying to get calves on the ground and thinking about planting some corn here in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot more, grant writing and projects internally and professional development and all those things that come along with the job to try to make us better at what we do. I do a lot of one-on-one phone consulting. Folks will call into a county office with a beef question. Those will get forwarded to me, and if I don't know the answer, I look it up, get back to them, and answer about anything beef related that you can think of, from the start of breeding season, clear through to a lot of questions about butcher beef and quality grades and the quality of beef itself. Through COVID, there was a lot of questions about buying beef, straight from the farm instead of being retail when the retail shelves were kind of scarce. So every year is different, every day is different, but lots of one-on-one question answering.
So, specifically kind of here in Iowa, or at least in the month of April, what are some, major things that are busy this time of year and some major topics that are key in the month of April, at least, as we're kind of getting into spring now?
Yep, sure. So, a lot of folks are trying to figure out their hay plan. Do I have enough hay? Are we going to get grass, relative to some other winters? Yes, the winter has been mild and we didn't consume a lot of hay, but we also didn't make a lot of hay in 2023. So how to stretch the feed supply has been really popular. How to renovate pasture that was drought stricken last year. What do I do fertilizer wise? Can I reseed? Can I add some legumes in? Stuff like that has been really hot. And then obviously the price of beef is really good, but cattle aren't plentiful, and that's why the price is good. The cow numbers nationwide are as low as they've been in 75 years. So lots of questions about what's a bred heifer going to be worth. Should I keep them? Should I sell them? Those type of questions to kind of step through. And every producer is different. If you've got feed resources, the answer to that question is much different than if you got to purchase.
How does Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, maybe specifically in Marion County, since that's kind of the area that you're located in, but, how do you guys kind of help out in general with the beef industry? What's your greatest impact kind of in your role in the beef industry here in Marion County?
So, Marion County is just one of 17. Now, obviously, since I office out of Knoxville, there's probably a lot more one-on-one just from, neighbors and folks that know who I am because of where I live. So a lot of one-on-one consulting in the Marion County area, but I don't try to treat Marion any different than any of the rest of the counties that I serve. We'll host programs, and obviously it's easier for me. We hosted a pasture renovation not far from Marion County, so the county extension offices try to work together to recruit to programming efforts in neighboring counties. Marion County is not a huge cow-calf state, but there's not a ton of feedlot. it kind of transitions the further you go into southeast Iowa into more and more cow-calf. You know, Washington County's just got a lot of livestock, period. Every county has kind of its own little niche on what they do differently than their neighbor. There's a little bit of everything in Marion County. So, you know, programming wise, we're all over the place from, you know, pasture and forages and haying and things like that, clear up to, like I said, the butcher beef type stuff.
And I was going to ask you about that specifically too, of how maybe the counties differ a little bit from population wise, because within your region, you know, there's some very rural counties, but then you also have some populated counties like say Johnson County, for example. You know, what's kind of the differential there between what you're dealing with in some more populated counties versus the more rural?
The questions you get are very different. You know, Johnson County, I get a lot of small urban farmers, if you will. They've got 10 acres. How many cows can I put on this 10 acres I just bought outside of Iowa City? You know, versus somebody from say Van Buren County, which that county office, some of the county offices on the southern border aren't open every day of the week because there's just not a population base there to keep those county offices rolling. But I might get a question from a producer that has 1,500 cows on, you know, a vaccination program or a hay purchase type of question. So it varies day to day, and it is extremely variable across my region. I don't get a lot of feedlot questions because there's just not a ton of feedlots in the southeast part of state until you get over closer to the Joslin IBP plant. You know, Kelowna does purchase fed cattle. Most of them probably end up at the plants either in Tama or across the border into Joslin IBP. So I get a lot of beef quality assurance type stuff over there because everyone that sells there has to be certified. Still a lot of farmer feeders in that part of the state. So, you know, folks that feed less than 500 head in a year, there's the constant nutrition questions, you know, trying to find some alternative feedstuffs that are a little more cost effective. And then every single fall, regardless of the weather, I get a lot of, can you help me put together a winter cow diet for the cows that I've got coming off of grass? So, like I said, lots of variation. That's what makes it fun.
You know, what are kind of in the state of Iowa, or maybe if you just want to focus on your region, some of the main processors, and then also kind of the back end of that question, you know, how does Iowa kind of contribute to beef production nationwide? Because a lot of people, when they think of the state, they think of corn and hogs, but in the terms of beef, how does that affect the nationwide population?
Sure. You know, if you're not familiar with Iowa and the only thing you know is Interstate 80 or Interstate 35, you're missing a lot of the variation in the state. So, you know, northeast Iowa, lots of rolling hills, a little more dairy and more feedlots. Northwest Iowa, obviously really, really feedlot driven, not hardly any pasture. Southern, you know, the bottom three tiers of counties are predominantly cow-calf, not as much corn-soybean production in those counties relative to the other parts of the state. The neat thing about the team that I work with, I said there's six of us, our specialty is a little different. So I'm kind of the genetics, animal selection, technology application person on the team. We have an economist, we have two ruminant nutritionists, we have a person that has a background in 4-H and organizational type stuff. And then one of the South Central person is actually a licensed veterinarian. So he gets a lot of the animal health stuff, as you might imagine. So the team, we use our campus folks as well. We have a ruminant specialist up there. We have a cow-calf specialist. So we use those folks to lean on and help us get answers that we're struggling to find. You know, just today, I'm leaving the McNay Research Farm near Sheraton. We're collecting some ultrasound data on a set of breeding heifers for a research project. So that's another arm of it. We do a lot of research data collection this time of year, because obviously we kind of want to leave the producers alone, let them calve out their cows, let them get ready for spring planting season.
Well, Patrick, kind of before we close up our conversation, if somebody in the state is listening to this, they want more information about beef, whatever, in whatever aspect that may be, best way that they can get information or best way that they can get a hold of you?
IowaBeefCenter.org is our website. We link a lot, well, not a lot. We link all of our publications there. They can obviously call the Marion County Extension office and get in touch with me. I do a lot on email. It's easier for me to, when I'm traveling, to sit down and find the information. My email address is just patwall@iastate.edu. I do a lot of cell phone work. I'm not afraid to give my cell phone out to those in the area. It's simply 515-450-7665. That's published on the website as well. So any way they can get in touch with me is great. Use the extension offices throughout the state to ask questions, and we'll get you to the right person if I don't know the answer.
Well, Patrick, I appreciate you visiting with me today, and thank you for your contribution to agriculture here in Marion County in the state of Iowa.
Appreciate you having me.
Once again, that was Patrick Wall, a beef field specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, for our Salute to Agriculture Special Edition News Magazine.